Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The biggest city in China is completely locked down. Communist authorities extend to cover all of Shanghai after a citywide testing showed COVID-19 is surging throughout the city of 26 million people. Shanghai reported more than 13,000 new cases on Monday, up from more than 8,000 on Sunday. Ukrainian President Zelensky is addressing the UN General Assembly this hour. Yesterday, he toured the area where he claims Russians committed war crimes against his people.
The time will come when every Russian will learn the whole truth about who their fellow citizens killed, who gave the orders, who turned the blind eye. We will establish all of this and make it known globally.
As crime in American cities continues, less than two blocks from California's capital in Sacramento, six people were gunned down over the weekend. 26-year-old Dondre Martin was arrested Monday and charged with assault and firearms possession. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
President Biden, Vice President Harris, and former President Barack Obama will deliver remarks on the Affordable Care Act at 1:30 p.m. Eastern today. A problem in the ACA, known as the family glitch, prevented an estimated 5 million people from qualifying for subsidized health plans. What has been done to correct the problem should be revealed at today's press conference. A small single-engine plane crashed just short of the runway in New Jersey Monday afternoon.
A small plane was a few hundred yards from the airport when it crashed in a New Jersey neighborhood Monday afternoon. The single-engine Mooney flew out of Piedmont Triad International Airport en route to Central Jersey Airport in Manville, south of New York, when the aircraft went down, taking some power lines with it, before resting on the front lawns of two homes. The pilot missed all of the houses and was able to walk away from the crash. However, he was taken to the hospital with facial injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The canceling of Will Smith has begun. The Sun newspaper is reporting streaming platforms like Netflix and Apple Plus TV were interested in acquiring the rights to a Will Smith biopic based on his best-selling autobiography. But the slap that was heard around the world at the Oscar ceremony last month, both companies reportedly quietly removed their bids to work on the project. The Biden administration ending the enforcement of Title 42 will allow the administration to get more illegal immigrants into the United States faster. Representative Young Kim from California, the Republican, she told Newsmax that the Biden administration has no plan, but she does.
Actually, this is going to, we just introduced it last week, and in talking to my colleagues, there is a good consensus there. It looks like we're gaining some traction here, and I hope that this bill will bring up for a markup and get it passed through the committee hearings and bring it to the floor and votes immediately. As we know, the Biden administration has chosen to downplay the problem at our southern border and misleading the public about gravity of illegal immigrants and illicit drugs pouring in through our southern border. You know, I've been down to the border three times already since I've been in office in a short period of time, and I saw the situation getting worse, not getting better.
Kansas beat North Carolina by 3 points last night to win the college basketball national championship. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey.
I'll tell you, ready or not, it's coming at you, ladies and gentlemen. And it is time to prep up or you're going to be run over. Because it is moving like a bullet train. And what I'm talking about is Joe Biden's green agenda. It is here amongst us. It's been around us. That the corruption at ranked levels of our government is so obvious. We can no longer turn a blind eye and ignore it because it is overwhelming the system. And that's what is taking place. And this is why, you know, Americans have thrown their arms up. Just said, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm tired of politics. Well, this isn't about politics. This is about your very lives, ladies and gentlemen. They want to reduce it to politics so that you will surrender and you'll go along to get along. And they have ways, and they're already starting to do this. I mean, we need oil, right? We have oil, but we're not getting oil. Why? Because it's easier for them to control us, and they're going to make us buy something. They're going to eliminate freedom of choice so that we do what it is that they want us to do. And what they believe is in everybody's best interest. They believe it, okay? And they say follow the science. Well, you follow the science, it doesn't back up their theory. But that doesn't stop them because they're so ideologically fixed. They've rendered themselves stupid, and they want everybody else who follows them to be equally stupid, to go along, to get along. But they're exercising everything they can to force us. This is why what's happening in Ukraine and the fuel shortage, and next will be food shortage. We already are seeing what's going on with inflation. This is all part of the Great Reset brought to you by the World Economic Forum that Joe Biden, our country, has been sold out to, and it will take us down the yellow brick road of socialism. The constitutional attorney and author of God, Caesar, and Idols, How Can a Nation So Churched by Be So Untouched by the Gospel? We're talking with Rick Boyer, who joins us now. Rick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Bill. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here. I mean, God was real clear. He told the children of Israel back in the days, and which was documented in the book of Deuteronomy and several other Old Testament passages, that there are blessings and curses. You know, we go with God, we'll get blessed. We decide to go on our own, we get the curses. And right now, America is not being blessed. So what does that tell us?
It tells us we've been outside of the law of God.
Exactly.
Outside of the law of God. Our nation was founded on Christian principles. If you look at so much of our Constitution, the idea of innocence until proven guilty, that's an Old Testament biblical law concept. The idea of two or three witnesses, that you can't be convicted on the testimony of just the one witness. The idea of the separation of powers from the executive, the legislative, the judicial. You saw those same in the ancient Jewish system that was set up by Moses, the great lawgiver. John Adams, our second president, said that the Hebrew law system to him was the most sublime law system that had ever been created. and they borrowed so many of the principles that have given us our freedoms and our liberties. They borrowed those from biblical law concepts. And you're exactly right, Bill. I mean, if you look at history, you look at England at her greatest moments of when it was said the sun never sets on the British Empire, when she had control over so much of the world. It was also said at the same time that the English were the people of the book, and that book was the Bible. America, I mean, we were the world's greatest nation, the world's greatest creditor nation. Well, today we're the world's greatest debtor nation. Today we're a complete laughing stock in the eyes of the Russians and the Chinese. And here we are arguing over, we've got a nominee for the Supreme Court who can't even tell you what a woman is. We're really the laughing stock of the world because we've departed from the basic idea that our rights come from God, and we should be building the law and the legal structure of our nation around those laws. We've lost it, and we're reaping the consequences.
And even further, our country elected an incompetent president of the United States that adds to the laughter. We're not fooling anybody. Joe Biden's not fooling anybody. Putin, you know, the leaders, the Ayatollah, President Xi, Kim Jong-un in North Korea, they're all laughing because he doesn't make sense. And then we get a vice president who comes up with a word salad that is so inane and ridiculous. I mean, this is the leadership of America. I mean, we've never had anybody. I mean, even Jimmy Carter at his worst was never this bad.
No, he wasn't. He was bad enough and gave away the Panama Canal, couldn't handle the Iranians, but at least he tried. At least he had the Delta Force on the ground trying to get our hostages back. I mean, Joe Biden, I've said it, you're right, Bill, I've said it myself, Jimmy Carter, or Joe Biden makes Jimmy Carter look like a strong leader, and it is scary. I mean, Joe Biden's the worst president of my entire lifetime.
How can we handle 2.5 more years of this? I mean, there are rumblings. There's rumblings of the 25th Amendment, other things that are coming about. I mean, you know, he's being charged with corruption. I mean, this Hunter Biden laptop that will not go away. I mean, this is the good news about the truth. The truth doesn't go away easily, does it?
It doesn't. The first thing people need to do, especially in these critical states like Pennsylvania, Arizona, North Carolina, Florida, places where we have critical Senate elections, people need to vote like they've never voted before in the fall election. The quickest way to get the brakes on, obviously, we can't solve the presidency for another 2.5 years, but we can at least get Republican majorities in both houses and have a chance to put the brakes on the craziest of, I heard you mention the Green New Deal and we've all seen the gas prices. The quickest way is to get a Republican majority in both houses and at least have some accountability and a check and a balance like our founders intended.
Mm-hmm. Well, we really need a strong majority. We need, people that believe in the strictest of conservative codes. We can't go around and have people that are mushy and mishy. This has been the problem with the Republican Party and why Republicans, are reticent to even support the party members because they see them no different than what some of these Democrats have been participating in. I mean, they're elite captured. I mean, the communist Chinese have come in and bought and sold them because they've made themselves for hire, all for the sake of greed and this silly paradigm, a silly and unrighteous paradigm that exists. When somebody's elected, they tell them the number one job isn't to serve the people, it's about getting reelected. So when that is the focus, it's all about fundraising, right?
It is. Well, this is why our founders put the 9th and 10th Amendment into the Constitution. And our founders believed that your local city council, your local county commissioners or county supervisor, that was where the vast bulk of the decisions affecting your lives they thought would be made. They never envisioned vaccine mandates imposed from Washington, D.C. I mean, they would be rolling over in their graves at the concept. They envisioned that most decisions for our people would be made at the local level, and very, very few decisions would be made out of Washington, D.C. And until we start devolving the power out of Washington, D.C. and putting it back at the local level, it's going to be very difficult to ever break the string. But you're completely right about the Republican Party bill. It, it's nothing more than a defensive mechanism at this point. I mean, we're just ridden with I say leaders in quotes, but we're ridden with Republican politicians like Mitt Romney.
Got to go to break. Got more from Rick Boyer after this.
Determination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez, and it's good to have you with us. We've got the constitutional attorney and author of God, Caesar, and Idols. How can a nation so churched be so untouched by the gospel? Rick Boyer is with us. Rick, it's pretty crazy here. You know, I'm based out of Florida, and And, of course, a lot of controversy over the parental rights law, which the LGBTQ committee or community has been referring to it as the Don't Say Gay Bill, which it doesn't say. So, so this is another one of those delusional things in order to drive an agenda that is not consistent. And the White House is backing this up. I mean, to add to the insanity, they want to come after the state of Florida for, passing a bill that protects our kids. Because the teachers' unions and the teachers, not only in Florida, but around the country, think that it is their right to indoctrinate our kids and train our kids. And now, even when it, includes sex for kids that are as young as 4 and 5 years old, that's absurd.
Yep. Yeah. Well, as horrible as it is, Bill, they're beginning to pay a price for this at the ballot box. Up here in Virginia, we had a Democratic candidate for governor in what's becoming a bluer and bluer state all the time. Former Governor McAuliffe was actually in the debate with now Governor Youngkin, and he said, "Yeah, I don't think that parents ought to be able to decide what their children ought to learn." I mean, if who other than parents ought to be deciding what their children ought to learn? And you're exactly right. The idea that the schools are going to take over for the parents. You can bet if the schools take over for the parents what to teach your kids, they'll be teaching them things you don't want them learning. They'll be hammering on the issues you don't want your children soaking in. And the ultimate goal is the destruction of the family, the ultimate goal. Yeah. And it kills me, Bill, because in a lot of my work in the legal profession, I do a lot of work as guardian ad litem for children. And the vast majority of them are from broken homes. And to watch their teachers and their schools actively promote the idea of putting children in broken homes without a mother and a father, and that's supposed to be something that's positive for the children. It's destroying these kids, and it ends up with a permanent welfare class of people that don't have the family support. It's destructive on so many levels. It's far bigger than just the quote-unquote transgender issue. The destruction of the family, it imposes societal costs that we're not going to be able to endure for long.
As they promote this welfare class that depends on a government, government becomes their god. This is what this is all on a trajectory for, is it not?
It is, Bill, and I talk about that a good bit in the book, Gods, Caesar, and Idols. That America, it used to be the center of our community was the church, the little white church in the center of the village with the steeple pointing up to heaven. The pastor was the thought leader of the community. Now the center of the community is your local public school, and the thought leader the thought leaders are not your pastors, but they're your educators. And it was pastors that drove the American Revolution, and it's teachers, the vast majority of them liberal, educated in liberal teachers' college. They grew up in liberal public schools, went to liberal colleges, liberal teachers' colleges, and they're hammering this stuff down the throats of your children. And we talk about that a good bit in my book. America has her idols, and those are things like you talked about. Financial success is an idol. Health, obviously, is an idol, and the government wants to be able to run your health system, your health care needs as well. Education is an idol. Everything but God, everything but the only source of truth. And as a result, of the church and Christianity focusing our time on those idols, Jesus told us that where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And we spend a lot more time worrying about how our children do on their grades than we do what our children are learning. Jesus said it's what you put in your heart that what's in the heart is what defiles the man. And our schools are doing a really good job of defiling the culture. And it's time that Christian parents woke up to it.
Well, Rick, I had this conversation with a local pastor over the weekend. And, you know, true freedom comes, you know, from God and from issues that do not associate with the temporal, the things of this world. And that's a rub. That's a tough thing because it creeps in so gently, so subliminally that before you know it, you're trapped. And here we are in 21st century America, Rick, and we're going, how the heck did we get here? You know, it's simple to go, oh, well, we just turned our back on God. But, whoa, I mean, we did more than that. I mean, all that God said would happen to us if we turned our back on God is happening to us. You know, the plagues would come. I mean, we're killing our children. I mean, we're doing short of eating our kids right now. And maybe, you know, maybe that's next, I guess. What do you think?
If you look at Isaiah 1, Bill, we're right in the middle of Isaiah 1, where God says, mm-hmm. there's so much sin in your land, there's so much breaking of my laws in your land. And they still considered themselves God's people. They were still keeping the temple sacrifices, but they were worshiping other gods. And that's mm-hmm. one of the themes of my book, God, Caesar, and Idols, is that in Christian America, at least, we still do the church thing on Sundays, but we're worshiping other gods. And right. one of the points I make, it would be difficult. Jesus said, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And if a third-party observer from any other country looked at the average American Christian's checkbook, if they looked at our bank statements, if they looked at our day planners, they would conclude that our God was money or our God was leisure time or our God was education. They would never conclude, based on our bank statements and based on our day planners, that Jehovah God was the God that American Christianity serves. And we've become, it's similar, as I say, to ancient Israel. They would get spoiled. They would have everything handed to them on a silver platter, and they would forget God. And they were, President Lincoln said, we become too proud to pray to the God who made us. And he felt that the Civil War was God's judgment on a land that had forgotten it. But what we're seeing with the Biden administration, I'm convinced, is God's judgment on a people that believe we can do it ourselves and we don't need God. That was really the driving force behind writing God, mm-hmm. Caesar, and Idols. But I thought if we could just get Christians active in politics, we could change the culture. But it turns out that too many of our Christians have been co-opted by the culture. Too much of the church mm-hmm. is parroting the same social justice craziness that we're hearing out of the farthest progressive fringes of the Democratic Party, and we're Christianizing these mm-hmm. pagan philosophies and bringing them into the church. And in some cases, so many denominations. I'm a lifelong Baptist, and the Southern Baptist Convention is fighting for the truth of the authority of Scripture against the social justice progressive craziness, and because we no longer believe in the authority of the Scripture, even within God's own church. And if we as Christians don't believe in the authority of Scripture, if we don't believe the Word of God and Jesus Christ is authoritative, the world looks at us and they say, well, you say you believe in Jesus to take you to heaven, but you don't take him seriously about how he says you're to live your life now, today. Mm-hmm. You're not taking him seriously. And we don't, as the church, take him seriously, the culture will not take us seriously.
Well, Rick, you know, to your point, the church needs to open up the book of Revelation and study the seven churches that Jesus indicted. He encouraged and warned them. And the question is, of all members of churches, where is your church in that spectrum of those seven churches? Because those seven churches are still applicable to modern America in the 21st century, is it not?
They are, Bill. I talk about that in the book God, Caesar, and Idols as well. Four out of the seven churches, we hear a lot about, we hear a lot about grace and about the gospel. We don't hear a lot about repentance. And the message of Christ, this is after Calvary, this is all New Testament, but the message to four of the seven churches is repent and do the first works again.
We got about a minute left, Rick. Go ahead. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yes, sir. Well, Bill, I appreciate it, sir. It's been great to be on your show. If folks are interested in the book, they can find us online at ChristandCultureMedia.com. Again, the book is God, Caesar, and Idols. But I would just close by thanking you, sir, for what you do, and you provide an invaluable service to conservatives and to believers and to people who love this country and love the values that we're founded on. Thank you for standing. Thank you for preaching the truth. And may God bless your efforts. And God bless you, sir. God bless America. And we thank you for everything that you do.
Well, Rick Boyer, thank you so much. As you know, it takes a team. We're so blessed to have the networks associated that are proud to carry this open forum in search of the truth, no matter where it leads. Rick Boyer has been our guest. Rick, look forward to having you back, sir. You're always welcome. Take care. God bless.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The biggest city in China is completely locked down. Communist authorities extended the lockdown to cover all of Shanghai after a citywide testing showed COVID-19 is surging throughout the city of 26 million people. Shanghai reported more than 13,000 new cases on Monday, up from more than 8,000 on Sunday. Ukrainian President Zelensky is addressing the UN General Assembly this hour. Yesterday, he toured the area where he claims Russians committed war crimes against his people.
The time will come when every Russian will learn the whole truth about who their fellow citizens killed, who gave the orders, who turned the blind eye. We will establish all of this and make it known globally.
As crime in American cities continues, less than two blocks from California's capital in Sacramento, six people were gunned down over the weekend. 26-year-old Dondre Martin was arrested Monday and charged with assault and firearms possession. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, along with the total archive of all these great guests that we bring to you in pursuit of the truth, as we were just talking with Rick just a moment ago. I mean, this is our commitment to you, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. We bring experts on. We're not talking about 8-second sound bites here. We go deep in the topic so that it will encourage you to do some further studying and, you know, be convinced. Know that you know, my good friend John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute is fond of saying, knowledge is power. It really is, no doubt about it. And if you had a chance to see, I know there's been a lot of talk about Will Smith and unfortunate what happened at the Oscars. I want to bring Tom DeWeese in right now. He's the founder and president of the American Policy Center and editor of the DeWeese Report. Hey, Tom, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Well, Bill, thank you very much. It's good to be with you.
Yeah, I was just referring to the movie. I don't know if you saw King Richard or not, the Will Smith movie, that in the midst of all the distraction, he got an Oscar for, you know, playing the role of Serena and, you know, the Williams, Venus and Serena Williams' father. And there's so much moral content and wisdom in that movie. You know, it's unfortunate that Will didn't take the advice of the parent that he was playing, but maybe he will. And, you know, he seems to, you know, at least move in a more positive direction. We'll see how that plays. We hope him the best in doing that, because we've all had our moments, our less than glorious moments, and we think, oh, gosh, you know, I just hope I can get on the other side of this. That you know, Will, being the celebrity that he is, he did it on a bigger stage. You know, you and I, we might just do it in front of our families or maybe some colleagues, but it's a little bit more challenging when you do it in front of you know, millions of people, right?
Yeah, I've had my moments, not that on that large a scale, but every once in a while, you know, emotions will get a hold of you. I haven't seen the film, but yeah.
Well, I recommend. I mean, it's rated R. There's language in it and stuff, but the background and what it is. I mean, here is, you know, Mr. Williams, Richard Williams, who, you know, had some education, but he's there in Compton, in the midst of all this ignorance and crime and gang warfare and everything else, and he pushed that the girls would be educated, that was paramount. That was the most important thing, because he knew that knowledge was power. I mean, most people were surprised to find out that the girls were pretty fluent in four different languages. I mean, he wasn't you know, very casual about pushing the idea of knowledge. Now, it's not to say that everything that Mr. Williams did was perfect. I mean, we know that he had a previous family, but the storyline that comes out here and the takeaway is that knowledge is power, and we can't afford, especially in this information age, to take things for granted and assume the 8-second sound bites and the narratives that are being pushed on us right now. I mean, clearly, with what we're seeing, you know, coming out of Russia and Ukraine and even our own country and China, I mean, it's very difficult and brain bruising, Tom, sometimes to discern what is the real truth here, right?
Absolutely, and really, what we're dealing with today in our education classrooms is not academics. It's behavior modification, and attitudes, values, and beliefs take over instead of learning about history and economics and things like that. And you end up with people coming out of schools that are totally ignorant to those things, don't even know what rights they might have, or don't know how to question that. And so, you know, this is what we're facing today all over the country, of people who are living in total ignorance and are just being led around by the nose very easily.
Because it fits into their bigger agenda. Their agenda isn't the Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness as we know it as Americans, as we know it as those of us who have served the country in the military to defend said freedoms. There is another agenda at work, clearly. This is why, I mean, you know, you may make fun of our president and say, well, the guy's, you know, a bit of a knucklehead. He's not, he doesn't have his mental capacities. It doesn't matter. I mean, this is not by accident. This is by plan. Whether it's him, whether it's Barack Obama in the shadows, or his team in the shadows pulling the levers of our government, the levers are for a specific end objective. It is not a mistake. And this is what people need to understand, don't they, Tom?
Absolutely. I mean, this is what I've been working on for over 30 years, that what that agenda is and what their objectives are. And, you know, one of the big problems is those of us who really want a limited government and be able to live our lives as we choose, we don't get involved in government because it gives us a headache. And, you know, we have families to raise and we have jobs to work. And so we're not there, particularly on the local level in city councils, county commissions. But these guys who are pushing this agenda are. And there is no position too small that isn't influential in something along the way to move their agenda. And all of a sudden we find out we're surrounded by all these policies. And where did this come from? What's this about?
Right.
We don't have any idea how to go after it.
And then by accident, you have to pick up a book from Trevor Loudon, who has been one of the preeminent researchers of the modern era. And he proves in black and white where you have all these card-carrying Marxists and socialists that have been elected through high office. And to your point, they've worked their way locally on up to higher office, to the point that we've got over 100 federal elected officials that could not pass a security clearance test to be a dog catcher, as Trevor says, in Washington, D.C., but yet they are entrusted with the highest secrets of our land. Crazy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let me just share something with you, just to show the proof of what you're saying about an agenda. You know, first of all, we are facing this fear tactic of everything's climate change. The you know, we're giving up our liberties voluntarily for the fear of climate change. Cristiana Figueres, who's the executive secretary of the United Nations Framework on Convention on Climate Change, said this just a couple of years ago. So this is the first time in the history of mankind that we are setting ourselves the task of intentionally, within a defined period of time, to change the economic development model that has been reigning for at least 150 years since the Industrial Revolution. They say it flat out. That's exactly what they're planning to do.
Now, Tom, I want to make sure people understand what you're saying, because this is of the same language of Barack Obama's call for the fundamental transformation of America, right? I mean, it's the same playbook. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's all the same playbook. They start at the international level and focusing on independent sovereign nations to get them to, you know, come under the thumb, and change is started on the federal level, get down to the state level, the county level, the local city level, to get everybody on the same plane. And you know, people think, well, that's outrageous. That's just crazy. But take a look at the policies that are being put in place, and you will see the connection all the way to the top.
Yeah, all brought to you by coercive science, because what they've done is they've used our money and other people's tax money around the world to compel these researchers to come out with a desired outcome regarding climate change. This is why people aren't buying it, because they know it is false on its face. I mean, the same people that said that half the world was going to be underwater were the same ones that did the model, and I can't even believe we gave them another chance to even be heard in the public square, gave us the model for COVID, right? How many millions of people were to be dead by now, according to their model, and also according to their model, how much of the world was going to be underwater because of climate change and the stuff that Al Gore pursued?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's become almost a joke with Al Gore that every 10 years there is this new prediction that the Earth is going to be destroyed by climate change, and then the 10 years go by and nothing has happened, and now they have another 10 years and another 10 years, and it's almost a joke in Washington when Al Gore plans to have another big event about climate change, we end up in D.C. having a blizzard or something. They call it the Gore effect. But this is, you know, they keep predicting this, but it never comes true. And one of the things they do, if there is, for example,
I'll tell you what, Tom, let's pick it up on the other side of the break. We've got to go to break here in about 5 seconds. We've got more from Tom DeWeese after this. Stay with us.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest arrives, wait on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose. No.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Tom DeWeese continues with us. He's the founder and president of the American Policy Center and editor of the DeWeese Report. Look at the pain you're feeling at the pump. And, you know, no doubt it is real. You know, this crisis, continuing ongoing crisis of food. And it's just the beginning. We see that Ukraine, being the breadbasket of Europe, it's going to have effects all around the world. And guess what? You know, Democrats and the power mongers of this world will not let a good crisis go to waste. This is all in pursuant and will all be blended in, part and parcel of this Agenda 2030 that Tom and I have been discussing. So you may think initially, okay, you know, it's my way of contributing to the suffering and pain that's going on in Ukraine. And meanwhile, the lever pullers are kind of laughing their heads off, because we're falling, you know, we're falling into that faux narrative that has nothing to do with the truth at all. Is that, look at the Biden administration, the left, the World Economic Forum has determined that there is a whole new economic structure that must take place. And part and parcel of that is that oil and natural resources have to go away, and because they can't control that. You know, when you think about, you know, the freedom of America, Tom, I mean, how free did this country become because of energy?
Yeah, energy and our ability to personal transportation, to go where we want to go, and the energy, of course, builds our industries and all of that. There is what people can't grasp, that there is this force, a global force, that wants to completely change our society and control it. And you mentioned Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. In 1992, when they had the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro to introduce Agenda 21. Maurice Strong, who was the chairman of that Earth Summit, said, current lifestyles and consumption patterns of the affluent middle class involving high meat intake, use of fossil fuels, appliances, air conditioning, and suburban housing are not sustainable. Now look at everything that's under attack today. Beef, fossil fuels, electricity and what we're, how we have that, and our neighborhoods, single-family home neighborhoods are under attack right now in a major way. Everything is designed to build these downtown, massive high-rise communities where you live on the top floors, there's offices on the middle floors, and there's stores on the bottom floors, and you never leave the building. And the idea is that we this is how we cut back on use of these fossil fuels and the CO2 emissions and save us from climate change. This is the argument. And yet, as we were talking about earlier, these 10-year plans, every time you look at it, none of these fear things that they brought up ever came about. And they keep saying, this is the hottest year on record. And it might be 0.134 degrees hotter than another year. Oh, that's the hottest ever. You know, this is ridiculous it is.
Well, that's what happens when they use faux information like that. And I love it also when they bring percentages into play and you ask them to break it down. And, you know, next question, you know, they just don't want to deal and give us the proper information because, you know, if we had the answer to that, we'd realize that it's no big whoop. I mean, here is this person, as you said, promoting this first phase of this agenda based on what science? Where's the credibility? Where are the benchmarks to tell you that this is the worst thing that could ever happen?
Yeah, they just keep bringing it up, but every time we put it down and prove that this is wrong, they just change the name and come back. Oh, this isn't that. This is something else. And they never. One of the things I've learned over all these years of fighting these people is they never. And even if they're defeated, they never back down. They don't sit there and say, "Oh well, golly, we lost that." It seems to energize them to come back in another way, and you know they're going to put that agenda in place no matter what.
Well, and the thing that galls me, Tom, is they find a way to get into the people's coffers. They get a way into the treasury. There are institutions within our government that supply the money, our money, for this faux research, for all these lies that come up and go, wait a minute, why is my hard-earned tax money paying for this kind of bull and crock to convince me of a big lie?
It's always sold as we're just here to help you. We have a crisis on our hands and we need to take care of this. They created the crisis so they could create the solution. And, you know, the whole climate change issue, there is absolutely no scientific evidence anywhere that man has damaged the environment with CO2 emissions and so forth. But this getting control of that, getting control of fossil fuels and so forth, and moving everything over to wind and solar is the, you know, the whole mantra that we're dealing with. The truth of the matter is, if you're really talking about protecting the environment, wind and solar are probably some of the biggest damages to the environment that anybody has ever come up with. If you had the thousands and thousands and thousands of wind towers that they want to set up, there would be nothing flying. Birds, raptors, endangered species would be knocked out of the sky. The solar panels covering millions of acres of what they plan to do of precious farmland. Underneath there is an infrastructure. There's cement, there's wires, and so forth. There's nothing growing under there. That is destroying the environment, and now they're going after farmland in a major way. How are we going to feed the people? But this is the plan, and it's all this highfalutin, oh, we're going to save the planet. You're destroying the planet.
Well, let me ask you, Tom, how far away are we from our auto manufacturers saying we surrender and we're no longer going to produce automobiles with combustion engines?
But there's it's a major, major move that they're going on that. And a lot of the auto manufacturers are listening to that. but
yes,
they won't be able to.
Well, you already got
supplies.
You've already got Volkswagen that says that they'll no longer make cars with internal combustion engines in Europe by 2035.
Yeah.
So the movement is already in that direction, and I'm not surprised, because we've been so bad-mouthing, you know, oil and fuel and natural resources like this, you know, again, in pursuit of the green agenda, and that's the only way they can, you know, corral us and move us in that direction, is to take away our liberty and compel us. You know, they're already controlling, I mean, they're, you know, the Biden administration says, look, they're going to put pressure on banks to no longer fund the oil industry. If they come in and ask for a loan, no, they're going to be dissuaded. So, I mean, this is a rigged program that's happening right now before our eyes.
Absolutely. The Great Reset, one of the major components of that is sustainable. Every product has to be sustainable. Sustainable is the weapon of this whole agenda and how to use that. And what it really means is that we're inventorying every single thing on Earth and you don't touch any of it. And that becomes sustainable. Sustainable beef, sustainable energy, so forth. And what they're going to be doing on Wall Street is, if it's not sustainable, we're not going to fund it. The other thing they're going to do is they're going to begin to put a carbon footprint on you, a record on you.
Mm-hmm.
What products
right.
do you buy? How do you live? Are you sustainable or not? If you're not, it's going to affect your credit rating.
Exactly. Now we're in China.
Yep.
And China, which has been utilizing software that was produced in America, thank you very much, all these technical oligarchs who have been outsourcing and developing, you know, this AI that is controlling the communist Chinese and in other countries as they're adopting, you know, what the Chinese are doing and coming soon to the American homeland.
Yeah, and the Chinese control at least 90% of the lithium needed for the electric car batteries. The Chinese are paying absolutely no attention to the sustainable energy of wind and solar. They are opening coal plants like crazy. They completely ignore all of these things, but they control at the top how we are going to live. Why? Because this weakens us and
exactly.
makes us subjugated to them, and that's the way they win. In the old days, when tyrants wanted to rule the world, they put armies together, they went in, they invaded, they broke things, and they killed people. These guys are diabolical. They found a way to get us to voluntarily give up our liberties for the fear of climate change. I've had so many environmentalists say to me, it doesn't matter how many rights you think you have if you don't have a planet to stand on. There it is, right there in the crux of it.
Tom, what do we do? What can the everyday American do about this? This is diabolical.
The thing that we're really focusing on, the American Policy Center, is how to help people organize on the local level. This is where it's being put in place. I understand you look at this globalist agenda, you look at the federal government pushing this, and you think, oh my gosh, there's nothing we can do about it. The fact of the matter is, on the local level, you can. Our state legislators have more power than even they understand they do. Our local city councils, county commissions, that's where these things are being put in place. Non-governmental organizations that are promoting this agenda are surrounding your local election officials and, you know, pushing these things. We have to organize on a local level, put together a permanent infrastructure of fighting for freedom, where we were doing the research, we know these policies before they're put in place, and we attack from there. It's what I call building a freedom pod. It's beginning to catch on. People are starting to understand. And even though all this is coming at us, I've never been more energized, because I see more people starting to get it. They just want to know
that's
what
great.
To do.
So that's Tom, great job. Where can they go for more information? 10 seconds left.
Our website is AmericanPolicy.org. We've got lots of tools there, lots of information.
Tom Weiss, Godspeed, my friend, founder and president of American Policy Center.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel.